Toronto, Canadian folk legend Sylvia Tyson spent more than half a century in the music business, but lately, she's felt a growing distance from the community she loves. It's a sentiment the 84-year-old musician said crept into her consciousness last month as she drifted through a Toronto soiree thrown by the Juno Awards to toast this year's nominees, including herself. Looking around the room, she recognized few faces and many of the young artists celebrating their first tastes of success were unfamiliar to her. "I kind of felt removed from it," the Canadian Music Hall of Fame inductee explained in a recent interview. Tyson wasn't bothered by the experience. 2 years ago, she announced a retirement from recording music, saying her 2023 album, At the End of the Day, would be her last. This weekend, it's nominated for Traditional Roots Album of the Year at the Junos in Vancouver. Tyson plans to be there. The Juno nomination was unexpected, she confided while sitting at the rustic kitchen table of her home in Toronto's posh Rosedale neighborhood. Tyson is up against an eclectic group of nominees who span generations. They include Jake Vodland, a 21-year-old bluegrass musician turned TikTok star, and Lorena McKennitt, the Celtic singer known for her 1997 global hit, The Mummer's Dance. Though she's never won, Tyson has been nominated 8 times throughout her career, which began more than 65 years ago, before the Junos were founded. At 18, she left her parents' home in Chatham, Ont. Near the Detroit border, to chase dreams of being a folk singer in the big city. It landed her in Toronto's burgeoning Yorkville folky scene where, through quick connections, she met another aspiring star in Ian Tyson. The former rodeo rider was searching for a musical partner and Tyson, at the time Sylvia Fricker, balanced out his rugged persona. It helped that their spark was undeniable. Folk duo Ian and Sylvia was born and soon after they moved to New York's Greenwich Village, carried by the momentum of folk music's rise. Their single, Four Strong Winds, about a faltering relationship, was one of the folk revival's early classics. Along the way, they married, toured extensively and brushed shoulders with Gordon Lightfoot, Joan Baez and Bob Dylan, who shared their famed manager Albert Grossman. Ian and Sylvia eventually drifted away from folk and embraced country stylings with Great Speckled Bird, a band they led for about 6 years. Ultimately, their fraying relationship ended in divorce and they both went solo. Tyson's 1975 debut LP, Woman's World, ushered her back into music with a singular viewpoint. Her songwriting abilities, first showcased on Ian and Sylvia's 1962 track, You Were On My Mind, were refined and her vocals more elegant. It helped earn her 3 Juno nods in 1976, including as Female Vocalist of the Year. "My singing style is pretty straightforward. I don't go in for a lot of vocal calisthenics," Tyson described. "If I have a criticism of some of the singers now, it's that they're so into vocal ornamentation that you hardly know what the original melody was. As a songwriter, you spend a lot of time putting those melodies together. It would be nice if somebody could hear them." Tyson raised the couple's son as a single mother, later hosted a CBC radio series, and eventually became an advocate for the Canadian music scene as a board member at funding agency Factor and the Canadian Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, which runs the Junos. Despite those many accomplishments, her role in Ian and Sylvia comes up most often by far. For years, fans clamored for the pair to reunite and sing Four Strong Winds. On rare occasions they did. Ian and Sylvia recently got a passing mention in A Complete Unknown, the 2024 Dylan biopic that earned Timothée Chalamet an Oscar nomination. Tyson hasn't seen it and she doesn't plan to either. "They're inevitably really inaccurate," she said of the growing number of Hollywood swings at recreating the folk era. "They don't reflect the people I knew, what they were like and how they lived. So, I mean, I'm glad those people are being memorialized in film, that's great. But it somehow has nothing to do with me." At the End of the Day, finds her closing the book on a storied career. Over its 12 tracks, she reflects on lives lived, loves lost, and lessons learned, or in some cases lessons unlearned. The songs were written over a span of 10 to 15 years, stowed away, and only recently committed to tape by producer Danny Greenspoon, who's worked on Spirit of the West and Great Big Sea albums and was a member of Great Speckled Bird. Tyson's carefully worded lyrics weave through personal heartbreaks and unspool observations that only come with age. "It's funny, you go through stages in your career," she said. "You're very hot when you're in your 20s. Then there's a period where nobody wants to know you, they think you're over. And then suddenly you hit your 50s and 60s and they think you know something. So you get to start over. I guess that's where this album falls. It's my retrospective. On I Never Got Over You," she sings of a romance that fizzled but never truly finished. At first, it's easy to assume she's singing about her late ex-husband Ian, who died 2 years ago. Tyson diffuses that notion. "Everybody asked that," she said. "But the majority of the lyrics came from former quartet member Cindy Church. Not my sentiments at all. I just filled in a few of the holes." Other songs flirt with similar themes of past love. The album's opener, Sweet Agony, is a somber longing for the peaks and valleys of romantic thrill, with Tyson singing, "If I can have that ecstasy, I'll take my chances with the pain." The album's title track ponders the meaning of a life headed toward its final lapse. It's a touching ode to the good times and learning to appreciate the simple joys of companionship. She performed it at Lightfoot's Massey Hall Memorial last spring, a tribute to her friend and occasional collaborator. A few songs lighten the mood, particularly the jaunty "Now Tell Me That You've Got the Blues" and the playfully dark, cynical little love song. The warm and beautifully rendered instrumental Closer, Janet's Garden, plays Tyson off the proverbial stage. Last year, Tyson's country folk act quartet wound down after 30 years together. She said the all-female supergroup, rounded out by fellow Canadian singers Cindy Church, Caitlin Hanford and Gwen Swick, made the call after bookings for their annual Christmas concerts slipped. "We only had two in the pipeline and it wasn't enough money to keep going," she said. "But it was a wonderful experience." As the past obligations fall by the wayside, Tyson finds herself with more free time than she's used to. "I get a little bored now that I'm not as busy," she admits. "I read constantly. I'm not writing as much. But when I do, it's very focused and meticulous." And while she doesn't mind looking back, it's a practice she doesn't spend much time on, unless someone else brings it up. Asked to reflect on her legacy, Tyson pauses. "I think I've been lucky," she said. "If I have any regrets, they're not musical ones." Listen to the Canadian Press playlist of 2025 Juno Award nominees on Spotify. https://spotty.fi/41fwpc. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 24, 2025. David Friend, The Canadian Press.